Osho, the Path of Love, talks on songs of Kabir, given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 3.
There is nothing but water at the holy bathing places, and I know that they are useless, for I have bathed in them. The images are all lifeless, they cannot speak. I know, for I have cried aloud to them. The Purana and the Quran are mere words. Lifting up the curtain, I have seen. Kabir gives utterance to the words of experience. And he knows very well that all other things are untrue. I laugh when I hear that the fish in the water is thirsty. You do not see that the real is in your home, and you wander from forest to forest listlessly. Here is the truth. Go where you will, to Benares or Mathura. If you do not find your soul, the world is unreal to you.
Man's quest for the truth is eternal. It is a long pilgrimage without any beginning. Though it comes to an end, but it has no beginning. We have been searching and searching and searching. Our search has continued down the centuries, sometimes in one form, sometimes in another form. Even those who don't seem to be consciously searching for truth, they too are searching. Man's very being is a search for the truth. That is the agony of man. And the glory too. No other animal is in search. All other animals are contented as they are. The dog is a dog, and he is not trying to become anything else. There is no becoming. The dog is perfectly satisfied. He is at ease. There is no pilgrimage. He is not going anywhere. There is no future. And so is the case with every other animal. Man is a strange animal, very old. And the strangeness is that he is never satisfied. Discontent is his very soul. He is moving, he is dynamic, he is not static, he is a flow, a river, searching for the ocean. Sometimes knowingly, sometimes not so much knowing, but the search continues. It is in the very being of man to be a seeker, to be a searcher. Man cannot be otherwise. Friedrich Nietzsche has said, man is a rope stretched between two eternities, the eternity of nature and the eternity of God. Man is a bridge. You cannot rest while you are a man. You have to go. For a while you may rest, but rest cannot become your life. You have to go. Because man is not a being, man is a process. The dog has a being, and the rock also has a being. But man has no being yet. The being has to come, the being has to flower, the being has to be achieved. Man is very paradoxical. He is and yet he is not. That is the tension, the anguish, the anxiety. How to be? A constant abyss surrounds humanity. And man is always facing the bottomless abyss. And always afraid of not being, because he is not yet. Man is a promise. He can be, but he is not yet. So there is hope and there is fear. There is possibility and there is apprehension. It may happen, it may not happen. So man is never at a certainty. This whole search for truth can be divided into four stages. And I would like you to ponder over these four stages, because you will be somewhere between these four stages, either in some stage or passing from one stage to another. The first stage I call the jungle. The second I call the forest. The third I call the garden. The fourth I call the home. The jungle. It is the state of deep sleep. Man is not consciously searching. The majority lives in this state. The search is there, but very unconscious. Not deliberate yet. Groping in the dark, but not exactly aware for what. Or not even aware that one is groping. Very accidental. Sometimes one may come across a window and may have a vision, but again that misses, because one is not consciously searching. One cannot hold these visions. Sometimes in your dream something dawns over you. Sometimes in your love a door opens and closes, but you don't know how it opened and how it closed again. Sometimes looking at a beautiful sunset, something tremendously beautiful surrounds you. The other world has penetrated you, or at least has touched you, and then it is gone. And you cannot even trust that it was there. You cannot even believe that it had happened. Because you were not consciously searching. Many times you come across God. Mind you, many times you come across God, you meet him in many points of your life, but you cannot recognize him, because in the first place you are not looking for him. And remember, unless you look for a thing, you cannot see it. You can see it only when you are looking for it. It may pass by your side, but if you are not looking for it, you will not see it. To see something, one has to look for it. The first stage is... you.